call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, this is Shanda. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Emma Keaton, and I have a question regarding the home care.
Sure. What's your question? I can help you.
My question is, I was looking at it online, and it seems like to me you have to be on Medicaid, not Medicare, to get help. Is that
That's
correct?
Right. Yeah, but you can have Medicare and Medicaid. You can have both.
You can have both?
Yeah.
Because I thought
is it for
I saw
yourself
a sign like
or for a family member?
It's for me eventually. I'm not ready yet, but I'm just asking for questions. I have Medicare. Will PCA help me find an aide if I needed one?
So it's a Medicaid program. Would you be interested in applying for Medicaid? Do you know if you're eligible for Medicaid?
No, I'm not eligible.
You're not?
I have Medicare.
Right, but again, you could have both. My question is, did you ever try applying for Medicaid?
Now that's a good question. I've never been on Medicaid, so.
Because we could help you apply for Medicaid. If you're interested in the services, then we can help you apply for Medicaid, and then once you're approved for Medicaid, we can apply for the home care services.
Okay, but you would have to be on Medicaid.
Right, it's a Medicaid program.
Okay.
It's either Medicaid or private pay if you would consider paying out of pocket.
Oh, no, I'm not ready for that.
Right.
I have Medicaid.
Medicaid
to take care of. So I would have to apply for Medicaid even though I have Medicare.
Right. If you for this program, yes. But I can check. Are you sure that you're not on Medicaid or...
I know I'm not on Medicaid. I have Medicare through my job, a retiree.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what about so if you're eligible for Medicaid, it depends on your income and assets. Do you currently have an income?
Yes, I have income.
How much would it be?
Through
monthly?
Social Security.
Mm-hmm. And how much is it monthly?
My social security, is that what you want?
Yeah, your total income, yes. Whatever your
income. Yeah, it's like maybe $1,100 a month.
Okay. Do you own a house or car?
House.
Are you doing a house?
No car. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's in your name. The house.
Yes.
Okay, I see. So I'm not exactly sure. Do you have any savings account?
Yes.
You do have.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you would be eligible for Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Plus,
yeah.
I get a pension.
Oh, you do that. Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah,
an annuity.
If you want, you could probably check with, if you would be eligible. If you are, if you know that you would be eligible for Medicaid, then we can help you with a pass. So it depends if you wanna go ahead and apply for it.
Okay, I'm not ready yet. But I would have to be on Medicaid.
Right.
Yeah, I would have to have Medicaid in addition to my Medicare. It wouldn't change my Medicaid.
Right, so we only work with Medicaid. Yeah, I'm not familiar with Medicare.
Okay.
This program is a Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. I will thank you, and I will call back if I have any more questions.
Right, and if you decide that you want to apply, if you know that you're eligible, you can call us back. We'll help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you said that you're not ready yet. Just to let you know that if you decide that you want to apply for Medicaid, if you think you're eligible, it's just process.
Mm-hmm.
It could take a while. So if you
okay.
Start as soon as possible.
Okay, so you said it would take a while for a reply.
Mm-hmm.
For Medicaid.
Right, it takes a while for Medicaid and then for the services, so.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Have a great day. Thanks for reaching out.